Hey, what's up everybody, it is Amarinder Singh. Today I'm gonna explain another song of Shubh. The song name is Hood Anthem. So through this song you're gonna learn a lot of colloquial vocabulary like you learned in my previous explanation of his songs. I think this song is really good, so there's a really good vocabulary. All right, now let's get started. So he said kaale saade kam kaale saade baane. So kaala means a black, right? Kam, a lot of people, you know, like it means a work or your job, what do you do, all right? Kam could have work or it could have job, all right? And kaale saade baane. Now probably this word baane you don't know. I think most of you guys don't know. So it means your costume or your dress, all right? Bana means basically what you wear. There's many names related to that, like kapde. Kapde means clothes. There's another name for kapde, is like a lide. Kapde and lide is same thing, which means clothes, all right? And so bana means basically your dress, all right? So yeah, dress, your costume. So basically he's talking about like, we do black things, right? And we wear the black clothes, all right? That's what he's talking about. Then he said, "Desh de kacheriyan de thane," all right? Thane means like a police station, all right? Kacheri means a court, all right? So basically what he's talking about, like we do things underground, like underworld, you can say, the mafia thing. And we do mafia thing, we wear black clothes, and you can find us in a police station or in the courts, all right? That's what he's saying. So he say, "Pushdi fire tu takane, kitho tak link baliye, o na tu jaane ni, pushdi fire tu takane." All right, so basically he's saying to girl, like what she girl is doing, she is trying to find his place or where he stays, where he lives. All right, so poshdi, puchna means asking. All right, fire means like a wandering around. Poshdi fire tikana. Tikana basically means like a your residence. All right, if I ask you tera kithe tikana, right, it means like a where I can find you mostly, like where you live, stuff like that, all right? So basically he is telling there's a girl who's trying to find my place, all right? Or she's saying to girl, "Poshdi fir," like you are asking about where I live, where is my place, where is my residence, all right? Then he say, "Kitho tak link." Kitho means like a where, right? Tak, like it, link means a link, it's English word, right? So basically it's saying you don't know you don't know basically my links are like on very high class people, all right? Maybe I have links with the gangs, with the government, something like that. That's what he's trying to say, all right? So basically he said biba. All right, biba or balige, when they say in the song biba, it means they are referring to girl. If they say balige, it means also he's saying to girl. All right, then he say biba asi khonda prane. Asi means like a we, he and his friends. All right, that's what he's talking about. Khonda a prana. Prana means old. Probably you guys don't know khond is. Khond is basically you can say when somebody cut a tree, there's a very thick wood, right? So people old days, they like put it on outside of their house or maybe in the street, on the side on the street. It's kind of, they use it as a bench, people just sat on that, right? And that's being called khunda. So in the slang people use it as khunda prani, it means like we have a lot of experience, all right? If I say ota khunda frana, it means he is have a lot of experience in some specific. Let's say, if I give you example, let's say I'm going to give you example of football. I mean, like a soccer, right? Most famous player, one of like, is Cristiano Ronaldo. He is 39 now. He is old, but he still play really good. He scores goal. If he's scoring goal, I can say Ronaldo Khonda Purana, right? Khonda Purana. It means he is even old, but he has a lot of experience. He's still firing, right? So when somebody say, as he Khonda Purana, it means we have a lot of experience, right? Then he say, man de syane ki nyane, right? It means, syane means like the people who are adults, they are being called syana. Syana means also mean wise person, wise people, all right? Syana means wise. But sometimes people also, like if somebody is like an adult, they say, oh, syana, right? Nyana means like the kid, all right? The kid means nyana. So he basically saying, we are khonda prani, right? We are khond. Even the kids and the adults, they accept it, right? Manna means accepting something, all right? So then he say khabran ch sade vare, all right? So he say khabran ch gallan sade vare. Khabar means basically news, all right? Galla means talks. It means you can see the news about us, all right? About it, because he has controversy. There are a lot of news in the past. I think in a couple of months ago when his tour got cancelled, so everybody's talking about him. So that's what he's referring here. Kinne change, kinne maare, o na tu jaane, right? So basically, you don't know me. You guys don't know me, how good or bad I am, right? Changa means good, maara means bad, right? Maara has very meanings actually. Somebody is weak, he could be also maara. But here, he's used changa and maara. Changa means good, maara means bad, alright? That's what he's saying here. So basically he is saying, you can see news about me, maybe they are criticizing me, whatever, but you don't know I'm a good or bad person, right? That's what he's saying. So basically it's his hook, alright? He is repeating again, like, this desi kacheriyan te thane, right? You can find us in the court or the police station. That's what he's talking about, all right? I already explained that one. So he say kumde kade Toronto kade LA, all right? Kumna means like when you travel, all right? Or wandering around. You guys know Toronto or LA, all right? So basically he's saying like we travel sometime LA, sometime Toronto, right? So that's what he's saying. Then he say bande sare duniya ch phaile. Bande means men, it means also people. So basically he's saying his people, his friends, whatever, they are in all over the world, all right? Sari duniya. Duniya means world or people, all right? Phaile, phailana means expand, all right? So basically he's saying like his connections is all over the world, all right? Then he say sade naal jo pid de thaile. So I think here it could also meaning like he says sade naal jo pid de thaile. Thaile means actually like a bags. I think he's using to maybe his haters. Probably he's saying he is probably like he say bande sare duniya ch phaile. It means it's all over the world who just hearing on him, something like that, right? Particular this line like sade naal jo pid de thaile. Pidna means when you collide with somebody, when you just pick the fight online, whatever, without any reason, right? Pidna. Sade naal pid de jo thaile, right? Thaila means basically kind of bag, but I'm just assuming or I'm just guessing this line, all right? So that's what it means. So then he say, Biba Atnam Duja Asim Pehle. So At basically means a somebody who is a really top level, alright? It has many meanings, alright? Let's say if there's a bully guy, right? So he is bullying everybody in the street, alright? So we can say Unhe bahut att chakki hai. It means he is just now doing it a lot. So we can say Unhe bahut att chakki hai. Lagda bhi koi uda karu kunda, alright? Whatever. So basically, when somebody is doing that a lot, so we can see now, like, he's on peak. Somebody is gonna beat his ass. Maybe there would be a bigger bully who is gonna bully him. Who's gonna bully, right? So when somebody is overdoing that, we know that's not good. Somebody is gonna make him cool down, all right? So it means peak. At means kind of peak, all right? So he said at naam dooja, all right? The peak, at, that's second. Asi pehle, asi means like we are first, even peak is behind us, all right? So we are even more than peak. So that's what he's saying here. So he said duniya te shapan jande shadde, all right? Duniya means a world, right? Shapan jande shadde. So shap means a print, all right? So basically he is saying we are leaving the footprints or feetprints, whatever you want to say, footprints on the world, all right? So it means I have influence on the world, or we are making the influence on the world, all right? Then he says sale a tarakki kithe jarde, all right? Like a lot of people are hearing on him. Tarakki means a success. He is saying sale, he's just using a swear word. So to people who hates him, so it means there are a lot of people who don't basically appreciate somebody's success. They are just gonna hate on him, right? That's what he's saying. Then he said darde marde skima rende karde. So they are hating on him because of his success. Then what he do, they are scared of him, his success. And they're trying to maybe do something so they can put him down. Schema means when people use strategy. Scheme basically means strategy. So a lot of people trying to make a strategy so they can make his success fade, something like that. Like happened in a couple of months when his tour got canceled. A lot of people were like hating on him, all right? So basically that's what he's saying. A lot of people just trying to make a strategy against him, all right? That's what he's saying here. Then he say hoonj ke rakhte raha jisi adde. Hoonjna means when you just clean sweep, right? You just like a sweep everybody, all right? Ra means your path, all right? Arna means like an obstacle, some kind of thing. Like there, somebody is coming into your path, all right? So that's kind of obstacle. So basically he is saying those kind of people who are making the strategy, like put him down, right? Who was coming to his path. So he sweep all of them, all right? All of them who is trying to like stop him, all right? Hoonj ke rakhte, hoonj, like he just sweep those kind of people, all right? Because his new album is got so popular, even a lot of people are hearing on him. They are saying he's anti-nationalist or whatever the hell they were saying, but he still drop hit songs. So that's what he is saying. Like he sweep all of the haters who are making the strategy to put him down, all right? Okay, so here he say, kende kutti chora naal ralgi, all right? So this is a idiom, kutti chora naal. Kutti means a female dog, and chor means a thieves, all right, thieves. So basically, we say like when somebody, maybe it's your friend, but he is not with you, you think he is with you because he's your friend, but he is with your enemies because he is leaking your information, right? Anybody who is close to him, when he is leaking your information, basically he is a friend with your enemies. So when you find her, you can say, oh, kutti churana nalgi, because kutti female dog is so loyal to you. But when they just ralna means like when you just make other people's friend. Ralna has many meanings. I think here basically when your female dog is loyal to you, but somebody came to your thief, maybe a robber, into your house, and your dog has didn't walk, bark, whatever the hell, and it means it your dog is helping the thieves. All right, so it means your dog is not with you, it's with thieves. All right, that's the kind of slang they use it. Kutti chorana ralgi. All right, mostly when somebody you think it's your friend, but it's with somebody, all right, we say kutti chorana ralgi. People also use it a lot with like politicians, because politicians are to serve country, your country, right, and help people. So when they say they are doing like making the bad decisions, they say like kutti churana nalgi. It means they need to be serve people, but they are not, they are maybe doing like they are politicians, stuff like that, right? So kutti churana nalgi means I just explained. All right, then he say industry fir akhan fir maldi. So basically when somebody cry, they just grab their like eyes, wipe their eyes, stuff like that. That's a kamalna industry. He is, I think, talking about the music industry, because he is an independent artist. So I think that's why he is saying like when he drops hit songs, industry also jealous on him. I think probably that's what he's trying to say. So he said this diya ag jandi baldi. This da means like when something you can see, right? Ag means a fire, right? Like when you fire the ag, we say ag baldi, whatever, right? So basically he can say you can see the fire I put, right? Basically he's talking about himself. He's dropping hit songs, so he is doing the fire, right? That's what he's saying here. So then next line he said something, then he said pach diya dal kithe saadi gal gi. I think here he's trying to say pachna means like when you digest something. Dal means a kind of soup, lentil soup, something like that. A lot of people, you know dal, right? So I think he's saying like they can't digest it, all right? Like their dal, whatever, or my success, they can't digest my success. Galna means when it went bad, so it means it went for those people, right? I think that's what he is trying to say. So he is saying here, so he said galna tum saade vare ya kardi, right? Galla karna means talking, bare means saade bare means about us. So basically he's saying to a girl, somebody, I don't know who he's talking about, maybe the girl he has controversy, the actress, before he's talking about him. So he was saying basically tum galla saade bare kardi, like you talk about us, right? Yeah, that's what he say, galla saade bare kardi, like you talk about us. Then he say tu kar di sarcha bio data padti. I think he's talking about that girl or actress he has controversy before, and when he got so popular recently, probably he is trying to find out about him, like a Shubh. She's searching on online and trying to find the bio data, stuff like that, and that's what he's saying. Then he said galatan das. Alright, gal means tell me why you are searching about me, why you are trying to find my data. Alright, so that's what he is saying. So he said galatan das tu masa vi na dardi. Alright, like tell me, masa or pora is like a little bit, right? So it means you're trying to find the bio data, and just tell me like why you don't even scare, like when you're trying to find my data, you should be scared. I think That's what he's saying. All right. Masa. Masa means a little bit, I think. Dardi. Darna means scared. All right. When you got scared. So, or when you panic. Darna means panic or scared, depending on the situation. Then he said, Kia arade tere. Like, arada means your attention. What's your attention? All right. Kia tera arada. What's your attention? Email kardi. All right, it means you're emailing me. All right, just let me know what's your attention, why you're emailing me. All right, that's what he's saying. So he said, Biba sade badle bachara. Biba means he mentioned to a girl, sade badle bachara. Badla means like a different. All right. Here in this situation, it could also mean a change, it could also mean revenge. But here he said badle vichara, right? Vichara means like your ideas, your thoughts, stuff like that, or your thinking. So basically he's saying our thinking is so different, right? And labla labla je labda koi ho shikara, then he say you can find another person, another guy, all right? Because my, like, our thoughts or our thinking is different, so sure you should find somebody else, all right? That's what he's saying. So he say, Munda teri paunch to bara. Munda means a guy, all right? Paunch means your reach. Bahar means out, so it means I'm out of your reach. So whole sentence mean he was saying in the song. So he was saying like our thinking is different. You can find somebody else, all right? Because our thinking is different, all right? Then he said, I'm out of your reach. I'm out of your reach. Our thinking is so different. You should try another guy, not me, all right? That's what it means here. Then he said, ikua pyar. Tainu pata kali kara. Ikko. Ikko means only one. Pyar means a love. Alright. So kali kara means a black car. So he was saying, you know, you should try another guy because you know I have only one love and that's a black car. Alright. So he's saying to a girl here, like you're trying to find a biodata about me, whatever, but our thinking are so different. You should try another guy because I'm out of your reach, all right? And I have only one love, that's my black car, all right? You know it. That's what he's saying. So then he said, Manni baithe rab de paane. So it means, it's all up to God, like I leave it to God, all right? Then he said, Paise nahi kamane, bande a kamane, all right? So it means, I'm not here to make money. I just wanna make my fans or people, or I wanna earn people or friendship, stuff like that. All right, that's what it means. So he say, "Aje hor charche karane." Charcha karna means like when people start talking about him, right? So basically, he's saying it's still beginning, right? I think he's talking about his music career. It's still beginning. There's still a lot more, right? So it means, I think he's trying to say, in future you would see a lot of more hype about me. It's just a beginning. You will see in the future what's going on, right? I think that's what he's saying. So he said, evi adi ya jatt di kyon na tu jaane ni. Adi kind of mean like we can say, I don't know what word is. Adi means kind of like a stubborn. Like, I think there's maybe a specific word. Adi, it was not in my mind. You let me know. Basically, it means like I'm a stubborn guy. And it's just my beginnings. And still, I'm going to shine more into the music industry. And that's what he's trying to say here. So again he is saying here, kale kam kale sade bane. This line he started his song, I think it's his hook, right? Kale kam, right? Black jobs. Kala means black. Here means not job. It means kind of we do like a mafia things. Kale bani. Bana means already described. I told like it's your dress, right? So we wear black dress. Basically, I already explained this one. It's hook. So he's just repeating it. So let's just listen it. All right, guys, that's it. So song is completed. So I hope you enjoy this song and learn a lot of new vocabulary. And let me know in the comments if you learn some kind of new vocabulary. Just mention like a word you learned. What was new vocabulary for you? So I would also know, okay, you learned this word, all right? So I hope you enjoy it. I'll be back with another lesson or maybe with another song in next time, so I can explain it to you and you can learn more vocabulary, all right?